This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Loneliness has been a big problem for many, especially the elderly. And I think it has to do with, you know, lifespan is because of our health care. It's gotten greater. It's gotten bigger. And so that's a good thing, but it also leaves a lot of old people just finding themselves alone a lot. And studies have suggested that long-term loneliness is as damaging to an individual's health as smoking.
Oh, wow. So I could see that, though. I could see that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see, when my grandmother was on the latter days of her life and she had to be in a facility, we would go visit her. My mom saw her every day and stuff. But then you would see the people that didn't have someone in their lives visiting them. And there was a staunch difference between how they looked, their countenance, you know, and so I think it does matter.
Yeah. That's why it's so good to hear that the state of New York will be distributing robot companions to more than 800 older adults. I know.
It sounds crazy.
I know,
on the
it does
surface,
sound crazy.
Because if you ever tried to see an old person work a smartphone,
I know.
I can't even imagine handing them a robot and going, do something with this.
Well, let me explain it. The robot, her name is called Ellie Q. And it's a small stationary orbit-like invention.
Okay.
And it has like a white orbit, and then its face lights up and it turns to you.
It looks like Eve, I bet, from Wall-E.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
And then in front of it, it has just a smartphone screen. So what it's meant to do is engage in small talk, help contact loved ones, and promote overall good health and well-being.
Okay.
So on this screen, like, you could say, hey, LEQ, can you call my granddaughter? And it'll do it, and then it'll put it up on the screen.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
It's pretty much just helping them not feel so alone anymore.
I love that.
I love it, too.
I love that. Hey, LEQ, why do my feet hurt? You know?
You got the gout.
Yeah, LEQ's me like, oh, please. This is going to be a long day.
Or telling you the same story again.
Oh, yes.
I know. You told me.
Yeah, but LEQ has to listen. That is the beauty of it. So there you go. Aww. I actually think that's great. Anything to help the elderly like that is awesome. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and in the wake of the horrific and cowardly shooting at Robb Elementary, teachers all across the country are kind of speaking out and sharing their thoughts and their fears. And I had a lady email me yesterday, and she said her responsibility is for the front door of the school, and she hates that she has to worry about shootings and about keeping kids safe today. And she stresses over this, and she worries about people she doesn't know coming to the front door, and she's gotten more antsy, you know, when stories like this come out. And there's also a post going viral from a teacher who kind of put into words some of her emotions and fears. She says, every teacher you know has gotten jumpy at least once at the sound of a fire alarm, unplanned announcement, or screech from the quad. Every teacher you know has wondered if they could be in the way long enough to prevent damage. Every teacher you know has thought about how hard it would be to keep 25 young kids quiet.
Oof.
I mean, it's heavy.
Yes.
It's heavy stuff. And I mean, I hate that we live in this world. We live in a broken, fallen world, and there is heavy in this world. But inside of this, I wanted to spin this out to something and give teachers that opportunity, because, I mean, they're the front line. They're the people that are taking care of your kids. And sometimes when the unthinkable, unimaginable happens, they're the people that are, you know, protecting your children. And so I wanted to do this with the backdrop kind of some of the events that have unfolded in the last couple days. What we like to do this thing where we say, you know, what I wish people knew about, and then you fill in the blank. So today is what I wish people knew about teachers today. Like, what do you as a teacher want people to know is going through your head, you know, every day or today in response to, you know, what's gone on and stuff. And this is kind of your moment to let other people know what's going on. And also, too, for us, a chance to know, hey, man, how can we pray for them and how can we better serve the people that are protecting our kids? So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. I know we're getting down to the end of school, and so, like, you know, you might have your hands full, but I'd really love to hear your perspective today. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you're a teacher, we'll take it now. What, as a teacher, Molly, do you wish people knew?
I wish that people knew that we love your babies like they are our own. I just had my first baby this year back in November, and even though I'm so excited for summer with her, there's a part of my heart that is hurting knowing that I'm about to leave these tomorrow for the last time, and it will be my last day in the classroom with them. So even though we have so many assignments all year and so many responsibilities, these babies are like our own, and the thought of what happened in Texas just hurt in such a different way.
What goes through your mind as a teacher when you see something that happened like what happened at Robb Elementary?
There were a lot of different emotions, and it just kind of left all of us speechless. I know for me, it just hurt. Like, I was just so sick in my stomach.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we appreciate what you do. I know it's not an easy job and sometimes can be very thankless. So thank you for doing that. And I hope you have a great summer with your own little one.
Well, thank you so much. It's not an easy job, but it is the best job. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I wish Molly had been my teacher as a kid.
Why?
She just seems great. She probably wouldn't sound as happy after having me,
no.
But she seems pretty great.
She'd be like, I'm ready for the summer break.
So how would you fill in that blank?
I would like parents to know that at this time of the year, when kids are getting ready to get out for summer, it is a very nerve-wracking time for us because some of our students might not have that safe place to be at during the day. You know, it might be hard for them to get those two meals a day.
Mm.
And those are things that we really do stress over, and we wonder what's going to happen to our kids and how we can support them throughout the summer months.
See, I love that, man, because that's more than teaching. You know, that's where you're concerned about their lives and their home lives and things like that. Because, yeah, the reading, writing, arithmetic stuff's important, obviously. But being concerned about a child's welfare is ultimately, I think, how we prevent some of the tragedies that happen, like at Robb Elementary, when teachers care and invest in the lives of these kids that might not be getting that at home. So, man, Keith, thank you for what you do. And I love that. I love your heart behind this, because you never know the difference that you're making on a big scale.
Well, I appreciate it. And I appreciate what y'all do.
Well, our job is a lot easier. Sure, sometimes it's like nursery school for Betty, I'm sure.
I mean, I feel like a teacher at times.
A preschool teacher.
Yes. Me and my daughter listen every day going to school. It just makes our day.
Well, thank you, Keith, man. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great day and a great summer, man.
Y'all do the same.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
They call a man's best friend for a reason, and it's crazy how dogs can make us feel. We have service dogs and emotional support dogs, and there are actually several dogs that are headed to Texas right now to help kids at Robb Elementary as Aww. They're kind of processing what just happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that, I mean, it's pretty amazing. There's this group, Lutheran Church charities. They have a canine ministry. And so they have canine units that travel all across the U.S. to perform comfort and support to people impacted by disasters, mass shootings, things like that. And like one of these dogs, Cubby. Who couldn't love Cubby, right? He's been to all the mass shootings and crises from 2016 to now. Unfortunately, he's been busy. You know, that's the sad byproduct of this, but it's really cool because they've got eight of their canines, like Golden Retrievers, who's a good boy, you know, that are dedicated to Uvalde community. And so they're headed there now. And the dogs offer like a unique form of support to anyone that's been affected by this, because there's something about a dog. A dog, you just, it changes. I mean, they've done studies, like it changes something in your brain when you start interacting and petting a dog.
There's something about them that's just so innocent, and they're just happy to be with you. There's no judgment.
And there's a moment, it just takes you out of the moment of what's going on around you. You're just in that moment, you know. They said, we're going to attend the mass vigil at the fairgrounds. So they went to that. They're doing other things at the Civic Center there where people are getting help. And one of the ladies from the canine ministry said, you know, we just see a lot of shock and crying. People who are distraught, especially, you know, the day after an event like this, people are not ready to process or listen to or answer questions. So we just show up with the dogs, and the dogs kind of do the work. It's the magic component inside of this.
Said, so
we
good.
Listen if they talk, she added, but we're silent. You know, we let the dogs connect with the people, and they can express their feelings at that time. We're not counselors. We're just present, standing in the sorrow with them.
And sometimes that's all that you need to do.
And sometimes all you can do.
Yeah.
And if you can do it with four legs and fur, it's even better, you know? Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and graduating high school is pretty awesome. I remember that day, and I remember my teachers cheering.
he's gone!
That was pretty much it. And I remember it was just a lot of fun. But then there's one other thing that happens at a graduation ceremony. Usually there is a class song that is supposed to, like, sum up your experience and things like that. So I was recently at a graduation for my niece and nephews. They're triplets. They were born at 25 weeks. They should not even be here. Miracle babies. And they all graduated and walked. And it was really great. So I love that. But then it was funny because I'm there and I'm listening to the graduation song that the choir performed. So it's very glee-ish.
Wow.
And I shot a little video of it. Here it is. Yeah, and you know Green Day has to be going, what happened? Why in the world?
We're not supposed to be like that.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I did.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right.
Sure, it's a little whiny and emotional.
The time of my life.
But I'm a punk band, you know?
Yeah, the words go well with a graduation situation, but when it's put with a choir, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I do like it when things get gleed out, you know? And so I am curious, though. I can't remember my graduation song, partly because my school feared music at the time. Like I went to a really strict Christian school, and like Christian rock and, you know, anything was like off limits and stuff.
Yeah, mine was the same way.
Was it really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like we might have had a graduation hymn, but I don't think we had a song
and a calling at the end.
Yeah, yes, you always had an altar call. Come on. Even at the potluck dinner, you had an altar call. And so I am curious for you, like, what was that song you had from your graduation that I missed out on? I'd love to hear it. And then maybe even we could do a version of what it would sound like if a choir sang it. That could be fun, too, okay?
I'm feeling in a glee mood.
I know. So did anybody have any Bon Jovi at their high school? I don't
We're
know.
We're halfway there. Woo-hoo! We're living on a prayer.
This segment is going to be better than I even imagined. Right there just told me we've got a winner here, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your graduation song right now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Katie, thank you for joining us. How long has it been since you graduated high school?
32 years.
Oh, my goodness. I pegged you for a lot younger than that. And so, no offense, but like you're kind of in my realm. I think I've been out for probably just a little more than that or around that?
Yes, you're my best friend today.
Oh, good. So what was the song you had at your graduation?
We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
Oh, that's nice. So good. That's so good. And did your choir do it, or did you have it actually played like from the CD?
I think it was played by the CD, but it okay. was very apropos for my graduating class, though.
Oh, really? Why? Well, did you have a bunch of pyromaniacs? Or?
No, because they were just always causing trouble. It was not my choice of song. I chose Michael W. Smith's song, but yeah, I was voted out.
That's so funny. Because, like, if the choir did it, we didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. Like, oh, I could see that. But then I would love to hear the choir do Joseph Solomon, something kid rock or whatever. No one can do the lyrics to that song at all, but they can do the chorus.
Start the fire!
All right, Holly, you're up. What was your graduation song?
Our graduation song was Photograph by Nickelback.
Yes!
What year did you graduate?
08.
Okay. There are only two acceptable photograph songs. One is by Def Leppard, and two is by Nickelback, okay? the fact that your school picked Nickelback, which is now a punchline for jokes, I just absolutely love. Now, this is more in my wheelhouse, but Betty, I think you know this song too, right?
Yeah, I could do a little rendition.
Okay. Now, did your choir perform it, or did you just play it?
Oh, I went to a very boondock school. Our graduation class was like maybe 90, so we didn't have a choir.
Well, if your choir had been there, it might have sounded something like this.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red?
Oh, y'all nailed it. That was so perfect.
Thank you very much. That was, you know what? You can't ever do a Nickelback song badly.
Well.
So what was the song you had?
Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
That seems like an odd song for high school graduation.
Yeah, how in the world did that make
terrible.
The cut?
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, I don't know. A bunch of people that need Jesus? I'm not sure.
What state did you graduate from?
Washington State.
Really?
How in the world?
That's, I thought you were going to say Georgia, hands down. Okay. Now, did you have your choir do it, or did they?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. I think this song, it would be perfect done in a choral setting. Let's see.
Oh, for sure.
So I toasted you. Said, honey, we may be through. But you'll never hear me complain. Cause I've got friends in love.
Okay, we need to work on some of the harmonies there.
You do.
I do, okay.
I think it's better than the original.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate you. Have a great day. All right, Lisa, you're up. What was that song that you had played at your high school graduation?
We Will Rock You.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, you know, when you're young and you're thinking, I'm going to take the world by storm and, I can do anything. That seems like a very anthemic high school graduation. Now, did you just play it through the loudspeakers? Gong, gong, chunk, gong, gong, chunk. Or did the choir sing it?
Yes. Yeah, no, it wasn't that kind of school. It was a technical school, so there was no choir. It was, don't let the first part fool you, Harvard H. Ellis Tech Regional Vocational Technical School in Connecticut.
Great.
But you just, in full honesty, you just tell people you went to Harvard, right?
But the best part was when they did play the 8-track, they...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
We got to clap.
Oh, nice. I would love to hear a like Glee style rendition of We Will Rock You. I think it could be, I think it's made, if any band was made for like Glee and choirs, it would be Queen because of like Bohemian Rhapsody is very operatic, you know, and stuff like that. So,
mud on your face, a big disgrace, wigging your cannon all over the place.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
No.
Rock you.
If you roll the R, it sounds better.
Rock you.
Rock you. There you go. Take it all the way back to high school.
Thank you for all you do, Wally, and your crew. First time caller, and I just love Way FM, and I am Way FM.
Behold God stuff.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. So the other day I came across this article that was talking about how there are so many barriers to faith for our kids today. And when your child is sick, it's easy to run to Jesus and beg for their healing. But as parents, we need to go desperately to Jesus on behalf of our kids every day, because they won't always gravitate to the things of God without our intervention. You know, in an example, because they're bombarded by false doctrine. And it's doctrine that on the surface seems empowering, but actually can lead to disappointment and death. You know, I mean, think about it. A child is told every day to live out your truth, you know, and at first glance you go, oh, that's great. Be who you are and be happy with that. That doesn't seem like a problem. But the problem is when we substitute God's truth for our own flawed version of what truth is. And especially when kids are young, they can't process things, you know, like in a healthy manner all the time. And that's where we as parents got to step in. And, you know, our kids are told it's normal, natural, even commendable. Decide your gender, you know, in elementary school. Friends, teachers, celebrities are lying to them, you know, with something that might seem enlightened, but is destructive, you know, to them ultimately. So we need to go to God daily, lifting our kids up before Him, praying that they will see Him and hear Him through the noise, you know, that His words and His ways are going to be the things that are in their hearts. And I mean, as crazy as it sounds, giving them a daily dose of Way FM, this isn't a plug for Way FM, you could do it with anything else, but putting music into their lives that bring hope and health and the word of God into them, it gets into them. It's important.
Yeah, and also when they do their chores or they're just find random songs stuck in their head, they'll actually be good songs instead of bad songs.
That's the stuff you want stuck in their heads for sure. And so, you know, the article was talking about too, like as parents being involved in church and living out your faith in front of them, because it's vital that we show them and we model these things for them. And so that when they're forced to choose who they are going to be, that they will hear God's voice above all else. And that's your God stuff for today. YouTube is such a great place to learn things because they have all these tutorials. Hey, it's Wally. I'm going to do a little version of a cash out refinancing tutorial right now because I recently did one with United Faith Mortgage. So basically, here's how it works. Home values have increased, interest rates have stayed low. So you take the value of your home minus what you owe, and that's your equity. You can take out part of that money in cash, tax-free, and use it however and for whatever you want. Now, you've probably seen a bunch of ads for different loan companies, but here's why you need to talk to Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage.
Every situation changes the interest rate. So if you're taking cash out, not taking cash out, if you're doing a 30, 20, or 15-year term, all those things are different. So when you see those advertisements for these low rates, it's not taking into consideration your specific scenario.
So if you're thinking about doing a cash out refinance, I hope my tutorial helped you out, and you need to check out my friends at United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime, unitedfaithmortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
I think everyone would venture to say that they've seen something either a little sketchy or just plain weird at a Walmart before.
When haven't you?
Well, and it's so widespread known about Walmart that they even have a peopleofwalmart.com where you can see the things.
What I love is it doesn't matter what city you're in.
No.
Like, you're going to Walmart, you're going to see something. You're going to see some people stuff. It's going to be weird.
When I was in grade school, my mom dressed up as a lion, like a onesie lion costume.
What?
And drug us into Walmart.
Why?
One day, and I was like, Mom, can I not? For like a Halloween thing.
Oh, okay.
At school. Not just randomly.
I'm like, that sounded like your mom's one of these people.
Well, apparently Walmart is starting to crack down on something that I found a little bit surprising and may involve some of those Walmart weirdos. That seems mean, actually. Sorry.
I like how he takes himself out. Let me retract that.
So some Walmart locations are cracking down on a self-checkout shoplifting and are actually issuing citations if people walk away without paying for all of their items. So in some cases, you do have people who are genuinely trying to steal items.
Right.
But then they said that people are starting to complain because there are moments when either you have a rambunctious child or you have a lot of items and maybe you've just missed something. And then you get the cops called on you.
That's tough because, like, I love self-checkout, and especially at Walmart because their lines have been so long at my Walmart, so I like going through self-checkout. Mm-hmm. But, for example, I got 36 waters the other day, and I had to scan each one of them in individually. Yes. They can't just scan it and hit 36. They can do that at the register, but when you're at the self-checkout, every one of those waters I had to scan individually. So I could see if I'm going fast, accidentally missing one or two, and then walking out and thinking I got them all, not trying to steal, but then getting stopped, like, hey, you're shoplifting. I could see how that could be problematic, but you do have to be vigilant. Like, when you're doing it, you got to make sure you run the scanner over there, hear the beep, and put it in the bag, you know? So you're saying, though, that it's normal people that aren't stealing, but the accidents is the problem.
Yes, it's more about it being an accident. You do have, obviously, people who are trying to steal.
Right.
But there's one woman who said that her mistake was actually more than $30, which, again, an accident.
That's a big mistake.
And that the sheriff arrested her for petty theft.
Oh, snap.
And stuff like that's hard to wipe off a record or get cleaned off, basically, for a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's tough. Yeah. I think my bigger problem with the self-checkout is at Kroger.
Really?
Kroger, like, has not figured out self-checkout yet because, like, you scan it, and then it tells you every time, like, please place item in bag.
It does.
Please place item in bagging area. I'm like, I'm doing it! Like, stop rushing me, Kroger thing! Wow. And it's the only... I get that intense.
Your new rival.
It's the only one that like, holds you up. And when you've already placed it there and it's slowing you down, you're like, you're making this harder. Go, like, hard to say, learn from Walmart, okay?
Oh.
Walmart just lets you scan stuff, you know, and get out of there quicker.
Took a cleansing breath.
I know. I'm going to breathe. Don't get me started. That's that new Brit we do where we let me rant about things. I might have to formulate one of these. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And as the nation mourns, you know, it feels weird to say uplifting, but that's what we need to be doing, you know, in the wake of the shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde. Like, we need to be that positive voice inside of what's going on and bring hope to other people who are either living through this or have lived through this or are worried about their kids. And we were talking about this yesterday and not in graphic detail because I try to be really mindful that everybody has different age kids with them as they're listening, and you have conversations that you want to have that are age appropriate for your kids. And so I was trying to be in the moment of what's going on without being too heavy with it. But I really, Sharon said, hey, I listen to you guys as I always do. Thankful so much for how you guys handled the tragedy yesterday with 24 hours of nonstop reporting, delving into every detail. It's not healthy. I appreciated that you guys covered it, but you continued to give, you know, the hope inside of it and even a little comedy. Because I mean, I try to bring levity to things, but there are some things, man, that are just heavy as part of this. This one lady called, and it was jarring. She's a teacher, and she was kind of recounting about her own experience in working with troubled teens and kind of the item that she keeps in her desk in addition to her lunchbox.
I'll tell you something else, Wally. That teacher that died, she was standing in front of her students attempting to protect them because that's what we do. I have a bulletproof vest in my desk. And I have that because I know that gives me a slightly better chance of protecting my students.
I mean, it's a sad commentary. I mean, that was jarring when I heard it. I'm like, wow, because she's that cognizant of it.
Well, and the fact that a teacher is almost in the same situations as police officers are, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's not what they signed up for years ago when they got their teaching certificates and degrees and stuff, but that's where we're at. But I love that we have people and teachers that do protect the kids like they're their own, you know, and that's a good thing that even in the wake of the tragedy to remember that there are far more good people involved in this story than the one deranged, messed up, broken person. One of the other things, too, as part of this is I found this article on how to talk to your kids about this because your kids are going to hear about it. Trust me, they know. They're listening. They get they absorb these things. And so I had some tips for how to best discuss this with them and how you can walk them through the fears of could this happen at my school, and then some other perspectives as well that if you want to check out, if you're wrestling through this, it might help.
Text the word ROB to 91979. That's ROB, like the elementary school, ROB to 91979.
And we'll send you a link. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And so it's that time, a lot of schools getting out for the year, and then you're standing there staring at your kids, and they're like, what are we going to do? And you're like, I don't know. You're scaring me. I don't know what we're going to do all summer long. How am I going to fill this time? But I love you. Because I know that was probably every thought my mom had.
Oh, for sure.
Looking at me.
Which is why she made you run around the house a lot.
Absolutely. Burn off that extra energy. I spent a lot of years running around that house. You'd think I'd be a track star. So here's the deal. I want to do a little summer symposium, okay? This is maybe you're a mom and you found like perfect things to do with your kids over the summer that are creative or fun, maybe don't cost a little bit of money or whatever. So like things that you have just found that you're like, yeah, this is a great summer go-to because you might be helping another mom out for sure. Like zoos. I think zoos are great. Get a zoo pass because a zoo pass typically is good at a lot of different zoos around the country. So if you travel, you could do a zoo thing. And it's so easy to go out there and just walk for, you know, a day. When my daughter was little, we used to do that all the time. And it was a good way to kill a few hours during the day until the next day.
Yeah. And I don't know what other options there are. Like you get them a sprinkler and tell them to run through the sprinkler.
That is a very, that right there is a very simple kid. That's a girl that grew up in the South with no shoes. I can see mama and daddy there going, well, what are we going to do with this youngin' today? I don't know. Put a hose on her. Just put her hose on her and she'll spend hours out there. But you're right. You can. Sometimes it's just that simple. Mm-hmm. Make a game around a sprinkler and you could kill another couple hours. Mm-hmm. You wear them out so by the time they come in, they're tired. You feed them and they go to bed.
It's a win.
This is how you parent. All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number. If you put that in your phone, you can always get right through. It's our summer symposium. What are some great things to do with kids that will kill some time for them and be enjoyable, maybe even educational, blah, if you're a kid, this summer. 855-33-WAY-FM. What do you do with the kids all summer? What are some good things you found to kill some time, let them have a little fun, and be good for you as well?
I was a single mom for my kids' entire lives, and I found every VBS I could find.
That's so good. And you know what? You say that kind of like, oh, good, I needed a break and to occupy their time. But what better way to occupy their time than building birdhouses and learning about God, you know?
Being a single mom, I had to work. And so finding all the VBSs I could find, they were taken care of, and I knew they were in God's hands.
Now, Charnell, did your kids actually enjoy, or were they like, another VBS? Are you kidding me?
They enjoyed it up until about 10 and 8. After that, I was in trouble.
Well, hey, I appreciate you being on with us, Charnell. That's a great idea.
Thanks.
So what do you got?
Well, we have a blueberry farm out in Edom, Texas, which is like an hour outside of Dallas. So it's out in the country. You come and you just come pick some blueberries.
My mom used to do this with us. She would take us to a strawberry farm, actually, in Florida, and we would go and pick our own strawberries. As a kid, it was a lot of fun. I mean, we'd be out there all day. Now, little did I know that the farmer was paying her to have us pick their strawberries. She never let us in on that or cut us in on the profits, but it was fun as a kid.
So, Lindsay, it sounds like you run a blueberry farm. Is that correct?
Yeah, I grew up on it. My mom and dad have it out in Edom, Texas.
Oh, that's awesome. So running that farm, have you ever seen some moms that are out there with their kids and they just look worn out?
Yeah, all the time. Definitely. But I have a 1-year-old now and we are planning our trip and it's going to be just a family tradition like that my parents did for us.
I love it. That's a great idea. Thank you, Lindsay.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, you're up. Summer symposium. How do you kill some time with the kiddos this summer?
My parents, when I was growing up, always had a slip and slide around in the backyard when we had to burn some energy off.
Yes. Slip and slides are the greatest as a kid. They are a death trap as an adult. My buddy made a giant slip and slide for us adults to go down while the kids were doing it too. And the heavier you are, the faster you go. I exceeded the runway. I just kept going into the grass and like totally scorpion myself. And it hurt for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I would never do a slip and slide.
Leave it for the kids, that's for sure, Jennifer.
Yep. Thank you.
Look, I know one of the biggest bonuses of a podcast is being able to skip through things you don't want to hear about, but I would encourage you just to sit tight for just a second, because as the war in Ukraine enters month three, it's hard to believe it's been that long, and you watch all the stories of families being displaced and lives being shattered, and you think, man, that's really sad. I wish there was something I could do about it. Here's the cool thing. You and me and all the potties could get together and actually maybe make a difference by helping families in Ukraine who have been displaced by all this violence. There's nearly 11 million people that have been forced out of their homes. And imagine that. You can't take everything with you. You've got to just pick and choose the few things you can carry as you try to get your family to safety. They say desperate times calls for desperate measures. Well, these are desperate times. That's why The Wally Show is partnering with Food for the Poor and 3,500 pastors in Ukraine and surrounding countries to help feed these people. And here's what's really cool. You can provide a meal for 25 cents, a quarter what we plug into a gumball machine. You could actually feed a child a meal. So now do some math with me. Your gift of a dollar would actually feed a family of four. Your gift of $10 sends 40 meals. Your gift of $25 will feed 100 people who desperately need it. So while this is a really sad story on the world stage, it is really cool to see the difference that a few motivated potties could make. So text the word WALLY to 91999. That's WALLY, W-A-L-L-Y, to 91999, and we'll send you a link to make a difference today.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
After the shooting at Robb Elementary earlier this week, the topic of gun control has again come up as a hot button of debate,
sure.
And understandably so. I didn't know this, but actor Matthew McConaughey was actually born in that part of Texas, where Robb Elementary is located. And in a recent tweet, he posted his thoughts on the matter of gun control. He's asking Americans to, quote, renegotiate our wants from our needs, and went on to say, quote, this is an epidemic we can control, and whichever side of the aisle we may stand on, we all know we can do better. We must do better.
Yeah, I you know what, I like his thing, because he obviously is coming at it from probably a stricter gun restriction law perspective, but I do like that it's like we can negotiate, you know, because there has to be, the extremes on either side don't work, and so somewhere in the middle is where we need to at least move to and find that common ground between, you know, really good background checks, preventative mental health, all of these kind of things that lead to, you know, maybe staving some of these off. You're never going to fully eradicate this stuff, unfortunately, but at least if you can prevent some of it, you know, it makes a difference in people's lives.
And I hope that, and this is my own personal hope, is that him being in Hollywood,
right,
and him being involved in movies and stuff, I hope that they'll see that violence being sold as entertainment is not something that should be available.
Yeah. And it's really funny because, yeah, when you think about it, you talk about the, you know, we want to limit, you know, gun laws and stuff like that, but then you're in like super violent movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's an
there's
element
a
of hypocrisy. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's an element of that where you can't make your money off of this.
Yes.
And then at the same time say this is wrong and needs to change. So yeah, that's a really interesting perspective. And I wonder if it will cause him some introspection. You know, there was, I think that maybe you have these things where you go, okay, enough is enough, but then does it alter you, you know? Because mm-hmm. it's great to sell it for everybody else, but will it change the roles that he takes in the future as well? So there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these today. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we've had some big things happen within our ministry. We've actually merged with another ministry, KSBJ in Houston. They are a great radio station, and they have an amazing prayer team, kind of like we do with Pastor Chad. And they sent members from their prayer ministry to Uvalde to kind of pray with the people who are dealing with their worst days following the shooting at Robb Elementary. So we have Ricky on from Hope Media. Now, were people receptive to you guys coming in and just asking to pray with them?
Yeah, first of all, thank you, Wally, for letting us share what God is doing here. I think Satan has picked the wrong city. He made a terrible mistake. This is a unified community of believers that have come together, black, white, yellow, and brown. The police department is completely born again.
Really? It's crazy how in the midst of a tragedy and sometimes people's worst, you see God do his best, you know, and I love that. You hate that it takes a tragedy to do that, to unify people, right. But it does have a good byproduct sometimes.
Yeah, it does. And it's the byproduct is his presence. He commands a blessing, such as what they had last night in the county fair arena. That was over 2,000 people. They all came at once. It was like a last-minute notice, and the whole city literally just piled up. Many people couldn't get in.
I can't imagine how difficult that would be when you're meeting people on their worst day to sometimes even find the words, like, how do you pray for these people?
So when we got into the city, they rushed us into the arena. We put up the Hope Media prayer tent, and that's when people started running to the tent for prayer. And it was amazing. They were excited that we were here, and people came by and they connected with us. We were able to pray. Media from all over the world was here watching people praying and weeping together, but yet with hope. And it was absolutely fabulous. So how do you pray for people like that? You just show up and God does the rest. And we prayed for children. We even interviewed a young lady who wanted to share her story of her friend who had been shot. And she wanted the world to know that Jesus is Lord of her life. It was just amazing. So, yeah, I think you just show up and then God does the rest.
I'm sure when you guys leave there, you will feel like you're leaving a little piece of yourselves there, but it doesn't stop there, right?
If they need us for anything, they can call on Hope Media Group. We are ready to support.
Well, Ricky, I appreciate you guys taking the time to take the gospel down to people that are hurting. That's a great thing, and I appreciate you also making the time to share the stories with us today. Thank you.
Yeah, bless God, my friend. Thank you all for what you're doing. Good to be a part of the family together.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and you probably know that movie Mean Girls. Well, we have a meme girl on our show.
Hey.
She loves herself some memes and spends a lot of time in the digital world for us on the show, too. And she came up with this idea. Betty is who I'm speaking of, not Gavin.
thank you.
I want to clarify.
What?
Yeah, thank
I was like,
you.
I didn't think you needed to.
Don't.
She came up with this idea to do audible memes on the show, and I love this idea.
Yeah, so today's example is We Are Messengers, Maybe It's Okay.
Maybe it's okay. If I'm not okay.
Great song by them, by the way.
Yeah, and it's got a good message behind it. But
sure.
I'm pulling out that part where he says, maybe it's okay, and I'm going to give you some scenarios, and it's going to be like memes.
Okay, but
so
just
when
audibly.
So-and-so happens, then you play.
And I'll push the button, okay?
Yep. So
I'm
here
ready.
We go.
I got you.
When you accidentally back into the garage door and get out to check, hoping it didn't dent the car as bad as it sounded.
Maybe it's okay.
But it's not. It never is.
No.
Garage doors fold like nobody's business.
Yep. When you've reached your max on daily calorie intake for the day, but find a sleeve of Oreos?
Maybe it's okay.
The answer is it's not okay. It's never okay.
And lastly, when you retile the guest bathroom only
you're
to
the
notice
worst.
You put one tile in the wrong spot, so you put a rug over it, hoping no one notices.
Maybe it's okay.
Yeah, and when my wife found that out of place tile, it was pretty far from okay. Oh, that's so great. All right, so let's do some audible memes from you. You've seen a couple of the examples that Betty Rock has there. We'll post the clip of audio after it, but you've got to give us the thing that maybe it's okay. Give us your example that would go with this audible meme. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. If you spend any time online, you are familiar with memes where it's kind of a funny caption and then a picture that goes along with it. But we don't have pictures with us. We have audio. It's radio. So Betty Rock came up with the idea to do audible memes, and she's really good at these. And this one is by what band, Lady Rock?
We Are Messengers with Maybe It's Okay.
Maybe it's okay.
Okay, so an audible meme would be a statement and then that punchline, if you will, mm-hmm. with the audible meme. You're really good at this. Can I try one?
Sure.
And see if I'm any good at this? Okay. So when you run over your cat...
What?
You didn't let me finish. With a lint roller...
What?
But then you realize you got too much of the cat.
Maybe it's okay. Okay.
You got too much of the cat.
Yeah, it was a very, very aggressive lint roller. Okay, so yeah, you're better at this than I am. When you ask by your neighbor to dog set their greyhound, but it gets out of the house, and you know you can't chase it down.
Maybe it's okay.
It's not okay.
It is not okay.
He's gone.
I chased that dog for like the better part of 2 hours.
Oh,
true
this
story.
Really did happen.
Oh, it really did happen.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. It was a rescue, like Grant. They are fast. Oh my goodness.
They have so much energy, so much stamina. How did you get it?
We gave up. It finally came home.
Oh, okay. Like, on its own.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because there was no catching that dog. Like, and that dog knew it. That was the other part of that. That dog knew we weren't going to catch him. Okay, I've got one more, and let's see if this one is maybe more applicable to people.
Okay.
When you purposely go to Taco Bell knowing you're close to home, but then you get stuck in traffic.
Oh, no!
Maybe it's okay.
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's not.
And now for some good news.
Yeah. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. A little good news. Giddy up. 3 rapid-fire good news stories coming at you. Designed to make you feel better because the regular news, as you know, can be a little bit on the heavy side. Good news. Giddy up. Betty Rock, your first go.
Starting off sad, but we're going to end glad.
Okay.
An 18-year-old girl in Australia, sadly, her mom passed away when she was 7.
Wow.
And she was so sad when the guy she was dating would realize she would never meet. That he would never meet her mom. But when he was going through some old class photos, they realized that actually her boyfriend's kindergarten teacher was her mom.
What? So he knew her.
He did know her mom.
Yeah, and hopefully he liked her. Like,
that's true.
He was bad-mouthing the teacher. That was the worst year I ever had in my life. That's my mom.
Oops.
Oh, that's funny. No, that's kind of cool. That's a Hallmark movie
right there.
Waiting to happen. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
On her birthday last week, a marine biologist in Spain found a humpback whale tangled in a fishing net and saved its life.
Oh, that's good.
She and another diver worked for 45 minutes to cut the net away. She says saving it was the best birthday gift she could have ever gotten.
There you go. There's something really great about helping animals. I actually have a helping animal story as well. There was an animal shelter in California that rescued a raccoon that had chewed a hole into someone's roof, but it got stuck halfway down with its little hiney sticking out.
How cute!
I know. It, the photo is adorable, but they were able to rescue it and reunite it with its babies. I, too, have saved a raccoon.
Oh, no, you didn't. It was the firefighter that did.
The fireman didn't do jack. Like, I was there. I was first on scene. My wife and I were there. It got stuck in a dumpster where Betty Rock lives, actually, and it couldn't go forward or backwards. It was cutting into its little belly. I got my tools, got the metal out of the way, and then a fireman shows up and is like, you want some help with that? And my wife's like, oh, yes, sir, we do. We'd love to have help. I'm like, I got this. And she's like, I think you need help. I'm like, no. And so he helps. And then
he saved it.
No, I took the rabies end. He had the hiney. I took the end that could bite me. I had welder's gloves. We get it out. She goes over, hugs the fireman, and tells him thank you.
Because he's the true American hero here.
Yeah. I'm like, what in the world? It just happened there. So I tried to join fireman school after that, but I got
fireman
turned down.
School?
I wanted to go to fireman school. And then when I said, hey, can I go to fireman school? And they said, we don't call it that. You're not coming in. I realized I'm just going to have to be a rogue, a lone wolf animal rescuer myself and just do it because it's the right thing to do, not for the accolades. All right, there you go. That's going to do it for my long story and good news giddy up.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.